Ben Stevens, who's the vice chairman of the committee, would like to start the proceedings.
Right, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Normally when I practice my own audience, I start singing, but you're lucky this time because I've got the lyrics in front of me and I'm going to read it instead. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Archive Group, I'd like to welcome everybody to this, the launch and official opening of the Canvey Community Archive. Just a little about us. Way back in 2006, a number of Canvey residents responded to the leaflets from the library and also local media coverage, inviting those interested in local history to get involved in setting up a community archive. We learnt that the Essex County Council Libraries, the Essex Record Office, and the East of England Museums, Libraries and Archives Council. I thought I'd written the speech, but I've written that. Anyway, back to that. These people with this very descriptive name, who are subject to the north of us, come up with this intuitive choice of Canvey to be the pilot scheme for an archive, a website archive, which was to gather and store the memories of residents and those worldwide who had links with the island. This would be accompanied by photographs and documents which would illustrate the life of our island community over the years. After a few meetings under the guidance of Stuart Warburton, an ERO, and Annie Archer, was Thames Gateway, I don't know, that's reference, yeah, we found our sense of direction. I'd like to thank Stuart for his help in the policy forming and structure of the group, and his continuing support and encouragement. I'd like to thank Annie for initially chairing meetings and her advice on the lottery funding application. At this point, and this is a very important point, I must say how very, very fortunate we were to have Dave Bullock on board from the very outset. As some of you might know, Dave already had his own canveyisland.org site, originally to mourn the demise of and to commemorate the concrete barge. This has become an excellent Canvey history site in its own right. And with Dave's expertise, and assisted by Mark Graham, he was able to deal with all the technical stuff we know nothing about, and liaise with Jack Lackey, our chosen software provider. The end product, as you will see, is a very attractive, fully interactive site. He also took on the task of making our lottery funding application, which resulted in the wonderful award of £10,000 in 2007. A very big thank you to Dave. And now, over the last few months, with Sue Hampson in chair, we've been on a bit of a roll. You've got us all organised. And these events, you know, just don't happen, as you must realise. She's put a heck of a lot of work into preparation, and the planning, and the setting up of this launch. Another big thank you to you as well. Thank you very much. Which brings me now to this location, to the library. We're very grateful to Essex County Council Libraries, allowing us to use the designated area here as the library, in the library. As the library is seen as a focal point of the community, it is to be the collecting point for materials and contact point for those, such as myself, who are not comfortable with computers but would like to record their memories. We hope that on a regular basis there will be members here to assist in adding memories to the website and also showing how to access information. Also, another point as well, if people aren't able to see anybody here, we'll have a contact box where those people who would like to put their memories down, leave a contact number, and researchers such as Steve Bullock and myself will come out with our little recording devices, which you might have learned how to use by now, by then anyway, and come have a chat with you and record the memories of those people who want to put their memories down, and then come back and to a competent member of the group, and they'll be able to transcribe them and put them down onto the site. I think we're nearly there. Ah, yes, well, that's really where the sort of the community feeling of the project is as well, in the fact that we're able to be here and we've been able to sort of ensure that we're able to encompass the whole community within the island, not just the people who are able to use the computers, but the people who, as I say, are older and may not be able to use computers. And in that area, we're looking at hoping to encourage the cross-generational activities, so youngsters with their inherent computer knowledge and skills can help older people, who in turn can let them know about the memories of past Canterbury. I think we've actually done it all there, as far as that bit's concerned. Just as you can tell, we're very excited about this project to ensure that the history of Canterbury and its memories of the islanders are never lost. In fact, in the mist-shrouded past, we had a very negative form, and it was called the ague, and it was called marsh fever. But what we want to do is start a very positive thing, history fever. We want everybody to be bitten by this bug. Thank you very much.